99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Family secrets just about every Friday. It's a weekly thing that we do where, you know, we offer up our show as kind of a forum for you just to get it off your chest. We find that sometimes it's easy just when you put it out there. One, it provides clarity maybe to what you are going through. And it also sometimes, maybe it helps, maybe it forces you to address the issue. Either way.
Okay, let's dive in.
Yeah, family secret, go ahead.
Hey guys, love your show.
Thank you.
So I have a big confession. Okay. I had a baby 9 months ago, and I'm an only child, and I want a lot of kids. I'm already considered to be kind of an old mom, I guess.
Okay.
And so I wanted to try to start having another baby right away. But my husband, he doesn't. He doesn't want another baby at all.
Oh.
But I just stopped taking my birth control and I didn't tell him.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Isn't it like talk to me from a woman's standpoint, Kelly, because you're a woman.
I am, at last check.
Isn't there a period of time like when after you have a baby that's not possible to have another baby?
Well,
If you're breastfeeding, is that like a thing, or am I making that up?
Well,
or is that an old wives' tale?
In theory, yes, but my sister believed that and got pregnant with a third.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So there's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, typically we don't necessarily ever condone, like tricking someone into having a baby.
This sounds real dishonest.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And I think that is going to create massive problems in the marriage if she does that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I mean, both people in the marriage need to be on board with the kid plan.
Yeah, Officer Russ texts in, shots fired, not telling your husband. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, both ways.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Loaded.
Okay.
Yeah, so you definitely want to make sure that you probably have your husband get on board with that before another baby comes along.
Yes, because I think in our professional opinion.
I think she's probably thinking, you know, hey, if it happens, you know, like a whoopsie, then what, you know, whoops.
No one to blame.
Right, exactly.
Except for the fact that she is admitting she's not taking precautions anymore.
And she would be to blame.
Okay.
There you go. That's your family secret.
Oh, that's deep.
On 99.7 DJX.